This week in West Virginia history, Darryl McGraw was born in Wyoming County on November 8, 1936. After graduating from Pineville High School, he earned degrees from Berea Academy and West Virginia University, where he served as student body president. He also served a stint in the Army. In the 1960s, he opened a private law practice and was a legal counsel to Governor Hewlett Smith and the legislature. A staunch Democrat, McGraw was elected to the state Supreme Court in 1976, one of three liberals elected to the court that year. The outspoken justice was a lightning rod for conservative critics for court cases such as the 1978 Mandelitis decision, which expanded the rights of injured workers to sue employers. McGraw was defeated for re-election as Attorney General in 1988, but was elected State Attorney General 4 years later. In his 20 years in that position, McGraw emphasized consumer protection and won important settlements with a direct mail operator and against the tobacco industry. Darryl McGraw was defeated for re-election in 2012 by Republican Patrick Morrissey. In 2016, he was defeated in another bid for the state Supreme Court. For more information on Darryl McGraw, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.